I think they're going to find that ISIL has dug in quite a bit. They have had 2 years in control of the city to be able to implant IEDs, to be able to create sniper positions, booby traps, both in the ground along roads as well as in houses. We certainly expect that they will, in desperation, try to do things like use chemical weapons. We're well prepared for that, as are the Iraqi forces that we've trained and supported.
What kind of chemical weapons do they have?
They use a very rudimentary form of sulfur mustard. It's a powderized form. Not mustard gas like people think of. It's actually a powder form. They stuff it into shell casings, mortar rounds, and it blows up and gets into the dust that a mortar round creates when it explodes. It's mostly an irritant. We've not seen evidence of it killing people, but it's something that it can scare people, and I think that's often their attempt. That's often their desire.
You mentioned before that ISIL has maybe 5,000 fighters there, but there are more than a million people there. How are they managing to control that city and defend it as well?
Well, you raise a great point. The numbers are very disproportionately different. The number of ISIL fighters, at best, if you account for not only what's in Mosul, but the fighters around, you know, a province that they could bring in, probably in the neighborhood of 5,000. You contrast that with the number of citizens there, probably in the neighborhood of a million. That's a pretty small number of fighters to control a population that size. So they're really not able to control the population that size. They can do a certain amount of it through terrorizing them, as they've done thus far. But when they're trying to defend the city and control the population, they simply don't have the fighters to do it.
Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, J.J. Green, WTOP News.